Man, directed by Ang Lee. It's written by David Benioff, Billy Ray.
That's Game of Thrones.
I say, wouldn't
that
be a
D&D? Darren Limick, I want to say he might be. He was the writer on Shazam.
Well, Shazam was well written, actually.
And also, yeah. Jack the Giant Slayer.
That was actually right now.
But guess what? It's always everybody's favorite, Will Smith. And it also stars Barry Elizabeth Winstead and Clive Owen. And the synopsis is, an over-the-hill hitman faces off against a younger clone of himself. So the movie starts off with Will Smith. He's an assassin. He's a hired gun working for the government. He's doing a hit. And then there's all this exposition about him. And then he meets up with a guy that tells him a secret that the government's working on something. And from that point on, they're trying to kill him. He meets up with another person that he had ran into earlier in the movie, and he's like, well, are you tracking me also? Do you work for the government? She happens to be Mary Elizabeth Winstead. She works for the government also. And then all of a sudden, he just takes her on this journey of him trying to figure out why is the government trying to kill him. And then he runs into a younger version of himself trying to kill him. So, I'm going to start with Keith. How did you feel about the Gemini Man?
I thought the premise was intriguing, and then the evident script revisions by persons within the movie just detracted from the whole thing. There was way too much exposition, way too much talking and dialogue. It didn't know if it wanted to be an action movie, a suspense thriller, or
a drama.
And it just became this mashup where it was just too much talking, too much going on about feelings and whatever, and it just wasn't enough. Like 10 years ago, if this movie came out like this, maybe 15 years ago, it would have worked. But now, not now.
The movie has come out. It's called Looper.
And the action sequences were not...
Yeah, the Bourne Identity.
You bring up the Bourne Identity, but the Bourne Identity had a very distinctive action scenes. It was very realistic, very close in.
Very close combat.
All close combat. The stunts were believable, even though it wasn't Matt Damon doing all the stunts. Gemini Man had some pretty good action sequences, but there were some that were just terrible. There was one that was just all CG fist fight, but again, Tom Cruise with the Mission Impossible movies, it's him doing the stunts. He's doing all his own stunt work. Each one of the movies has a action sequence, and it keeps it moving, and it progresses the plot. This one, it was like the action scenes came in, you're like, oh yeah, this is cool, and then they get to talking, and you're like, what the heck is going on with
exposition?
You don't need to break down your feelings every 20 minutes after you meet this dude. And in this case, I think Will Smith got in the way of himself. It didn't need to be the younger version he was portraying acted like the older version of himself. We watched his old Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. If you'd watch his old Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, emulated that character he was. Cockier, more self-sure, more arrogant. Even with some charm to him, it would have been a lot better. But it came off as just a younger CGI map. 51-year-old Will Smith.
All right, so we go to Tyrone. Tyrone, how did you feel about the Gemini Man?
To echo what Keith just said, I mean, the concept was good. I think, the actual idea, the concept, the plot was decent. The execution, I think, did a lot of work. Action movie, was it a thriller, was it suspense? I think it tried to do everything. I think it was just too much. The action scenes in there that were somewhat good. There were some that were unbelievable or...
Unrealistic.
Unrealistic, there you go. Try to say that. The dialogue, sometimes it didn't make sense. Not a huge fan. Had some expectation for it. Didn't have a lot, but had some. But
and they've been promoting the hell out of this movie. Like crazy.
This is going to make money.
I don't see how.
No, I think it's going to make money just because Will Smith, he does... bring in money.
No.
But
no.
I think the first
10 years ago, Will Smith could bring in money.
He could have pulled this off 10 years ago.
But James, how do you feel about Gemini Man?
Well, it's already been said. I'm just going to piggyback off of Keith and Tyrone. I like the idea. The idea was a great idea. The execution was not great at all. The movie dragged on. It was way too long.
Yeah.
Way too long. It was just about 2 hours when it could have been cut to at least... I wouldn't say 90 minutes, maybe 80 minutes. It was just too long, a lot of unnecessary dialogue just to get nothing across. We already knew where this was going to go. CG was pretty bad. at times it looks pretty good for the face swapping or face matting, whatever you want to call it, but at other times it was horrible. It was obvious. I mean, it was probably on Harry Cavill. It was on Harry Cavill level.
Justice League.
It was pretty bad. And echo what Keith mentioned about the CGI fight. Last time we saw a CGI fight was in Black Panther. And yeah. That was bad too. Mm-hmm. It was on that level. Yeah. And they tried to hide it by having the scene dark, which is bad. I don't understand why they couldn't just...
And it kept going. It kept going.
It was just long. It drug it out way too long. The idea was good. If it would have just shut it down probably at 80 minutes, kill the dialogue, work better on the CG, and just like certain things that was happening, especially the relationship between Will Smith and Mary Weinstead.
Mary Elizabeth Weinstead.
Yeah. It just didn't make sense, especially when...
Hey, I was here to track you... And then all of a sudden, yeah, we're cool. I'm like, hold on. Like,
yeah, exactly. After her cup was blown, and then they were attacked, and then she was like, well, I would have told you. Why would you tell him? You still have a job, so your cover's blown. Why? Like, you don't know him. He don't know you. All of a sudden, now y'all best friends. So that, to me, was just poor writing. So we could have been better, but unfortunately, it wasn't. I have to agree with Barry, because I already know what he's going to say. I think Will Smith was the problem. I don't want to say that, but it was pretty evident that he was a problem.
He's not a bad actor.
He's not a bad actor, but
no, I think his charisma, people write for his charisma. All those times in this movie, it was him trying to be charismatic, trying to instill something in somebody, and it does not work. It's not good. But for me, this movie is terrible. And the movie's terrible. The main problem is the dialogue. This movie has been done before. It's been done before better. And I brought up The Bourne Identity. I brought up Looper. And, I mean, again, with this one, it's just more genetic than time travel. It's government assassin. We need to eliminate the government assassin.
That wants to retire.
Yeah, we want to send always we want to do our best.
That's been done since the 50s. I mean, like,
and the problem with this movie is 100% Ang Lee and Will Smith. That somehow Will Smith has enough latitude to shape and mold the dialogue, and then Ang Lee's direction doesn't necessarily... Is it a drama? Is it an action movie? Is it a suspense movie? Is it a thriller movie? It's none of that. And it's not very good.
He's trying to do it all. He's trying to put them all together, and so he does it in all a lot of movies. Like, he just merges concepts and genres together, and it's like...
Some of the action scenes are just totally off. Columbia, when they're on the motorcycle, and then it's just like a whole bunch of unnecessary. He's riding up against them. What does that mean?
Yeah, that motorcycle scene was amazing. It was epic.
That was probably the best action.
And then it gets to the point where he finally gets him down, and he's kung fu fighting with the motorcycle. Like, what the heck? That's like, that's almost as bad as the car food they were doing in the Speed Racer. You know, when it was just hitting each other. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like,
then the main problem, other than Ang Lee and Will Smith, is the progression of the movie. A lot of stuff should have happened earlier, where Will Smith meets his younger self, at least with his younger self. His younger self just needs to be the Terminator. It doesn't need to be, well, I'm emotionally this and that, and like, oh, well, I didn't grow up this way because Will Smith grew up and
he was very drowned. They made him childlike.
Yeah.
And, he's a grown man, like, but as like a child.
Yeah.
It's actually unrealistic.
And then Clive Owen's relationship with him, because Clive Owen is his...
His laboratory father.
Well, yeah, laboratory father.
No, it's his father. He grew up with Clive Owen. That was his dad. And
going back to things that we have reviewed recently, The Boys, which is 100% genetically modifying people, done well. This movie, I mean, you have a lot of stuff that can be a template, and you do none of that because Ang Lee's direction is not very good. And the last time in the past 10 years you enjoyed an Ang Lee movie.
I know that, but what else did they do?
I've seen Brokeback Mountain. It wasn't horrible.
Well, that's not 10 years.
I mean, I heard Life of Pi was pretty good.
Yeah, people love that one.
Is that one The Lion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's some kind of questionable CG now, but that Hulk 2003 movie. Bad.
I stand by that.
No,
movie.
That movie. Yeah,
I enjoyed
it. You know, a lot of problems with the movie, so we're just going to go to scores. And Keith, what score would you give Ang Lee and Will Smith?
I'm not going to watch this movie again, so you know that's under a 6. I'm going to give this movie a 3. Some of the action set pieces were good, but it was way too... It was too juvenile in the areas it needed to be mature. If you were going to do this and be serious at the dramatic level he was pushing Will Smith to, then they should have been working on the whole motivation factor. There should have been real father-son stuff between Clive Owen and young Will Smith. They should have been with some real emotions of like, you're going to go out and kill him because you're my perfect weapon. Like, it was dumb. It was absolutely ridiculous. And they should have, Mary Elizabeth Winstead was not the person. They should have had any kind of, even though it wasn't a romance angle, putting the two of them together. You know, why her? She did okay in it, but they could have put an older woman, more Will Smith's age, and sold that a lot better.
Yeah.
And that would have made a lot more sense. And they also should have answered the most obvious question, is that born versus bred, a clone of you, doesn't mean in 20 years he's going to be like you. Doesn't mean in 5 years he's going to be like you. In 20 years, he's probably going to be totally different.
And, I mean, there's a point in this movie where the clone knows that he's trying to kill Will Smith, that looks exactly like him. Mm-hmm. I'm going to kill you, man. Like, I'm going to kill the old man. I'm like, okay. All right. Tyrone.
Again, I'll probably give it a 4. There's good things in it. I kind of feel like I need to watch it again just for the dialogue portion of it, because I feel like I've missed a lot of stuff on the dialogue portion. Will I watch it again? Probably not. But I feel like I need to give it like maybe a better score. But I think a 4 is a good spot for it to be in, where it's like there's some action parts that I think were pretty good. Like I'm with Keith, that Columbia fight scene, that was pretty good up until like, you know, the bicycle food, whatever you want to call it, up to that part.
The BMX food.
You know, I mean, the part where he actually knocked him off his bike with his bike, I mean, that was kind of tight. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like John Woo and Mission Impossible 2.
Yeah.
Like
doing a pirouette.
Mission Impossible still holds up to a certain
point. I mean, Clive Owen kind of looks like that dude from Mission Impossible 2 in this movie. So you give it a 4, Tyrone?
Yeah, I'll give it a 4.
Alright, James.
I'll give it a 3. just way too long. When we were watching, I just kept asking myself, just how long has this thing been playing? It was just way too long. After a while, I was just like, okay, get to the point. And there were also sometimes that I just predicted certain things that was going to happen. I mean, it was kind of obvious. And I don't like predicting stuff. I'd rather be like thrown off guard, and it wasn't bad at all.
Hey, really? You love horror movies and you predict every single jump scare.
Yeah, that's why I watch them, to not be surprised. I want to be caught off guard.
Did you lie about not being surprised? I was surprised at all by that scene. That was a scare all the way.
Well, no. What you talking about lying about the scene?
You jumped a few times.
I don't jump. But you see, you get off the subject.
All right.
So, to the Gemini Man, I give it a 3. It's just not a good movie. It had its scenes that were pretty good. Most of it is very flawed. I would not see it again. If I was to see it again, it's because there's nothing else on. You know, probably on network TV by that time. So, does anything ever comes on network TV?
All right, I'm going to give this a 1.
I knew that was coming. Shit.
This movie has a lot of problems. It is not a good action movie. It's not a good suspense movie. It's not a good spy thriller movie. It has none of what you
need. Identity.
You would have nothing of what you would expect, and other than that, this is a vehicle for the technology that Marvel has been using, which is Peter Jackson's company. That
is he on
it? Yeah, he. Brought yeah, back so back people have brought you Lord of the Rings, or at least some of the CG from Lord of the Rings, and
so
a lot of the more recent Marvel movies. So like all the ones, like, oh yeah, that looks great. Like, yeah.
Well, they ain't doing a good job on this one.
Yeah, and it's like problem, particularly with the technology with the younger Will Smith, that they always have weird lighting on him that makes it look unnatural, and whole Uncanny Valley discussion that
I think they rewatched something. I think it was just a screen we were watching.
The thing is
an all digital
screen. Yeah, the thing is just that this movie has a lot of problems, and Will Smith is just one of many problems in this movie. And if you look at the poster for this, it looks like a cross between After Earth and...
it's because of his hair?
Yeah, so it looks a cross between After Earth and I Am Legend. Merge those two posters. And yeah, the right side is I Am Legend, and the other side is After Earth, because they both look. It's a bad movie. Will Smith has been making terrible movies for a while. You have more recently Men in Black 3, After Earth. He was an Anchorman for a hot minute. Went to Sale, Focus, not good. Concussion was okay. Suicide Squad, Keith's favorite.
I don't like it. But I understand more. See, even in Suicide Squad, he had that cockiness and stuff like that. That cockiness should have been that.
That's good. Yeah, I agree.
As younger boy, he should have been like that. I'm about to knock it off, sitting there listening to music. He comes home, he's not introspective. I saw something troubling today, Father. What it bothered me greatly. No, he should be in there doing this music, crank name, walking. I mean, that would have been cool. Like, he'd been.
I mean, essentially, all it is just Superboy. It's like, you got Lex Luthor, Superboy is a created version of Superman. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. Again, same thing. And Ang Lee was like, you have never seen this before.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you three examples. Giving you three examples. And then you have Collateral Beauty, which was hot garbage. Bright, which was on Netflix, which I think you might have given that to collectively like a 4 or something.
Wait, I think I like Bright.
Yeah.
I think you probably liked it.
I think I liked
it. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't. Yeah, it was better than this, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and then you also had Aladdin, which
that was now, just... Yeah, see, now there you go. So Will Smith could have let me a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
And so that might, to your point, it might make money. The Gemini might make money.
Well, I think people want to go see Aladdin as a Disney movie.
I try Will Smith. I'm
not trying. Will Smith, but...
I'm trying.
Yeah, so that's the BCN podcast. This might be my worst list. Of this year, I think.
Yeah, that'd be fair.
Yeah, so everybody just has to look a bit more to be.
I thought at least be a good action
movie. Yeah,
I just don't think Ang Lee is a good director. I think somebody like Tom Cruise could have made this movie with a good team. And again, you already have Looper. So,
right.
I don't know what else to say, but it's not good.
Who could direct this movie and made it better?
Oh, a ton of people directed Looper. Who am I thinking of? No. Directed the dudes who did Deadpool.
Yeah.
Going straight action with it and used the whole thing of 70s.
But I think if Tom Cruise had done it, it would have been more sci-fi and not this.
Because, again, Oblivion, he had a far-out premise. And Edge of Tomorrow was a far-out premise.
Yeah.
And despite what you think about Tom Cruise, how crazy he is, he's hit or miss. When he misses, he misses.
Yeah.
But he knows enough about his own brand and what movie people like to see him in that he's able to just say, yeah, we're going to do it this way. And it makes more sense if I'm doing this. And just let me do the stunt. As long as you let him do a couple cool stunts, he's game with whatever, as long as it doesn't fuck with his brand too much.
I think Will Smith doesn't know his brand anymore.
Man, again, it is...
He's kind of having a midlife crisis.
Will Smith and The Rock, acting-wise, are the same person. The Rock might be a little bit more successful... But
he knows his lane.
Yeah, but Will Smith.
Yeah,
I think his problem is that, again, his charisma from Independence Day on up to I Am Legend, it peaked at I Am Legend. And then from that point on, name how many successful movies that he's been in. I just gave you.
When did I Am Legend come out?
2008.
Shit.
I mean, again.
When did Bad Boys come out?
Bad Boy.
Like 2020?
2004 was the last Bad Boys movie.
That was
Michael Bay at his, like, jerking office. I can make explosions. Oh!
No, I'm talking about the one where they drove down the hill and just drove through everyone's houses.
That's
Then they went to Cuba.
Yeah, that was when they just drove down the hill and drove through everyone's house. I'm like, you ain't kill anybody doing that? I'm pretty sure there was somebody just sitting there minding his own damn business.
Watching TV, it didn't get hit and get plowed by a fucking truck.
But, nevertheless, bad movie, Beast Game Podcast.
Still another podcast coming on about the rise and fall of Will Smith.
Come on, Focus. You like Focus?
No.